സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓ
Today I will give you a summary of Aparokshanubhuti. Aparokshanubhuti is a Prakarana Grandha, a small treatise written by Adi Shankaracharya, consisting of 144 shlokas. In some other books, there are two more extra shlokas also. In this text, Shankaracharya writes about the entire Vedantic teaching in these shlokas. He begins with prayer. The title of this book is Aparoksha Anubhuti. Aparoksha means direct, Anubhuti means knowledge. Aparoksha Jnanam. But English translation they give self-realization or experience. But we take that Anubhuti means understanding or self-knowledge. Direct knowledge about oneself is called Aparokshanubhuti. From second shloka onwards up to 10th shloka, 11th shloka, he gives qualifications required for a mumukshu, Vedantic student. What are the qualifications? 4 D's we saw in Tattva Bodha: dispassion means vairagyam is the first qualification to study scriptures. Scriptures means prasthanatrayam, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, Prakarana Granthas. To study prasthanatrayam, the first qualification is vairagyam, dispassion. And the second qualification is viveka, discrimination. Atma, anatma, viveka. What is real in this universe? What is unreal? One should have that discriminative knowledge. Then the third qualification required is sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Shamadama, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam. That is the third qualification. It is called disciplines. Disciplines are very important to receive the knowledge, to retain the knowledge, to assimilate the knowledge. Then fourth and final qualification is desire for moksha. Desire for moksha. It is not just a casual study of scriptures for academic qualification, but the student must have the desire, I want to fulfill my human birth. I want to get purnata. I want to be free from sorrow once for all. I want to be free from limitations. I want to be free from insecurity. For this, I have to get self-knowledge. Freedom from sorrow is called moksha. So that desire must be intense. Mumukshutvam. Moktum Iccha Mumuksha. I want to get liberation. That desire. All these four called சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி, டிஸ்பாஷன், டிஸ்கிரிமினேஷன், டிசிப்ளின் அண்ட் டிசைர். வைராக்கியம், விவேக, ஷமதமாதி சட்க சம்பத்தி அண்ட் முமுக்ஷுத்வம். All these four qualifications Shankaracharya presents in the beginning as a first topic. Now Acharya tells, if these qualifications to be acquired, that means jnana yogyata praptyartham. If all these qualifications are there, the student is qualified. Jnana yogyata asti, he is having jnana yogyata. How to get this jnana yogyata qualification? By performing swadharma anushthanam. One has to do one's own duties, karma yoga anushthanam. One has to practice or swadharma anushthanam. Then the second means of acquiring these qualifications, that is upasana, Ishvara upasana, mantra japa, dhyanam, puja, etc. A religious lifestyle is very important. There is no spirituality without religion. There is no spiritual sadhanas without religion. Religion and spirituality goes together. That means, in one of my Guru Puja Shivaratri talk, I gave this topic, religion and spirituality. Both are going together. So that is called Ishvara Upasana. That means Karma Yoga, Ishvara Upasana, both will help us to acquire these qualifications. Once we acquire these qualifications, then Shastra is relevant for that student, and that student will become so committed to study Shastra. That commitment comes because of Jnana Yogyata. This is the first topic. Then second topic, from 12th shloka to 16th shloka, he talks about six topics in nutshell. Six small, small topics in nutshell. They are Jiva Swarupam, the nature of Jiva, number one. All these questions arise in human mind generally. Who am I? Where from I am coming? Where am I going? The individual nature. Kastvam koham kuta ayataha. All these questions arise at one time, at one point of time, in everyone's life. So, Jiva Swarupam, then Ishvara Swarupam. Who is Ishvara? Who is God? Where is He? How is He? That Ishvara Swarupam is also another important topic discussed in the scriptures. This Ishvara's nature is elaborately discussed, that Acharya presents in nutshell, Ishvara Swarupam. Then Jagat Swarupam, what is the nature of this universe? What is the nature of this world which is in front of me? How it has come? How long it will stay? What is the nature? Jagat Swarupam, the nature of the universe. This is another topic discussed in all our scriptures. Every Grantha talks about this only. Ishvara Swarupam, Jagat Swarupam. Then the fourth topic is Bandha Swarupam. What is the bondage? What is the meaning of bondage? Binding. Samsara means what? Janana, marana, dukkha, why all these are there? Why this bondage for me? Why I am not free? Why I do not know what is going to happen in future? Why it is not in my hands? why this limitation? All these are all bondage only. We do not know what is going to happen next moment. This is limitation. That is called bondage. Limitation itself is a bondage. We do not know future. We have no control over future. Past we cannot change. Future we cannot be changed, but we do not know. It is unpredictable. Therefore, bandhaswarupam, the nature of bondage. Then, fifth topic is mokshaswarupam. What is moksha? What do you mean by liberation? Liberation means leaving this body and going to higher lokas, or jivan mukti that Acharya presents. So moksha swarupam, the nature of moksha is nothing but atma jnanam. Here, now, itself, in this life, while living, I am pure atman. In this body mind complex which is incidental. This is called knowledge, this is called jivan mukti, this is called moksha. To get this moksha, not getting, to attain this moksha, we have to do certain sadhanas. How we can attain liberation? Sravana, mananam, nididhyasanam. Jnana yoga is the direct means. Karma yoga upasana only preparation. The sadhana is sravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam. One has to study scriptures for a length of time sincerely with commitment. That is very, very important. It takes a lot of time. It is not a revolution, but it is an evolution. Therefore, sadhana swarupam. Sadhana swarupam means the nature of means to be followed to attain moksha. These are the six topics discussed in our scriptures in Aparokshanubhuti also from 12th to 16th sloka. Then third topic comes from 17th sloka to 40th sloka. The analysis of jiva elaborately. Previously nutshell only, now elaborately. The nature of jiva, the nature of Ishvara, and what is the relation between jiva and Ishvara? First, jiva's nature. Jiva is having two components. Jiva is a mixture of two components. Jiva means jivatma. The individual, the person, is a mixture of two components. One is atma, another is anatma. Atma, anatma, mishram. What is the nature of Atma? What is the nature of Anatma? These two put together only individual. Atma alone cannot be called as individual. Anatma, body-mind complex, cannot be called as individual. We have to know who am I. I am a mixture. Not Bundi mixture and all. Deepavali mixture. I am a mixture of spirit and matter. In English, we can call it as spirit and matter. Now, what is the nature of spirit? What is the nature of matter? Matter means anatma, prakriti. Atma nature is chaitanyam. It is consciousness. Chaitanyam. Chaitanya swarupam. This is the first feature of atma, which is one of the component of individual. Atma is the one component. Chetanatvam. Then second feature is, it is Druk. Druk means it is the consciousness. Chetana means sentient principle, Atma. And it is, sentient means consciousness. It is the observer. Druk means it is the seer or observer or experiencer. That is the second feature of Atma. Then third feature is Nirgunam. It is free from all attributes, properties. Atma is free from attributes, nirgunam. Then the fourth feature is nirvikaram. Atma will not undergo any modification. It is changeless. Nirvikaram. So these are the features. There are many features. Atma is sakshi. Drik means sakshi also we can say. That is the nature of Atma. What about Anatma, the second component of individual? Quite opposite. Achetanam, Drishyam, Savikaram, Sagunam. Therefore, Atma is Chetanam, Anatma is Achetanam. Atma is Drik, Anatma is Drishyam. Atma is Nirgunam, Anatma is Sagunam. Atma is Nirvikaram, Anatma is Savikaram. What is this Anatma? Anatma means other than Atma, everything is Anatma. Other than Atma, everything is Anatma. That means body, one's own body, mind, sense organs, and the world. Whatever I am seeing. Entire world plus this body, mind, sense organs complex put together Anatma. Matter. It is Drishyam. It is Bhautikam made out of five elements. It has got arrival and departure, Agama, Payitvam. It is always changing also, Anatma. Therefore, this Anatma, I am Atma, my real nature is Atma, Anatma is only a medium. This Atma is invisible, you cannot perceive. Just like electricity you cannot perceive. Electricity you appreciate through either bulb or fan or any electrical gadget. This is a medium for the manifestation of electricity. Similarly, body is same like a bulb. How this inert body, it is achetanam, how this inert body is able to move, it is able to function because it borrows sentiency from the first factor, that is Atma, because it is sentient. Just as the moon borrows light from the sun and illumines the earth on Purnami day, similarly body-mind complex. Mind directly borrows consciousness, sentiency from Atma, then lends sentiency to the body, sthula shariram. Then sthula shariram becomes sentient and function. This is the fact. So Atma, Anatma. Anatma inert, Atma is sentient. Anatma is functioning because of Atma. After that, Upanishad says, this consciousness is the substratum, the source. It is helping the matter to function. Matter doesn't exist. It doesn't have substantiality of its own. Therefore, that matter is always depending upon this Atma, the consciousness. That matter is as good as non-existent without Atma. Therefore, it comes under Mithya. In Sankhya philosophy, the same Atma, they call it as Purusha, and the matter, they call it as Prakriti. In Vedanta, we say Prakriti is depending upon spirit, that is Atma. Prakriti cannot independently exist. Therefore, it is unreal. It is not as real as Atma, the Purusha. Whereas Sankhya philosopher says Prakriti is separate, independent. It is as real as Purusha. What we call Atma, they call it as Purusha. So Sankhya philosopher is a Dvaita philosopher. For him, Atma is also Satyam, Prakriti is also, Purusha is Satyam, Prakriti is also Satyam. That is why Dvaitam. We say, even though Prakriti is there, it is not as real as Purusha, the Atma. Therefore, Advaitam, Brahma alone is Satyam. This matter, Prakriti, is Mithya, unreal. That means, Atma swallows Pravilapanam, swallows matter, as though swallows, as it were. Swallows means what? Mithyatva Nischayam. Just like our pot. Pot is falsified. Only there is a clay, there is no pot at all. Similarly, the world is the same like a pot. Brahman is like a clay. Brahman is not a clay. Brahman is like a clay. Therefore, the prapancha, jagat, what we are seeing, is nothing but nama, rupa. Brahman alone is satyam. In 17th shloka to 38th shloka, sthula sukshma sharira viveka, or sthula sharira viveka done. Sthula sharira viveka, sukshma sharira viveka, panchakoshas, all he discussed elaborately. What is this sthula shariram, made out of what? Its nature. So it is mithya. Whatever is not existing in three periods of time, that is unreal. Trikale yatu tishthati tatu sat, that which exists three periods of time is real. That which doesn't exist all the three periods of time is mithya, unreal. All the three periods of time really not existing, but it has got utility, it has got experienceability, it has got transactability, but it doesn't have stability. Means what? It doesn't have reality. There is no reality. That is sukshma sharira viveka, sula sharira viveka, they come under anatma. Then 39th shloka, sukshma sharira viveka, only one shloka for sukshma sharira vivekam, but 17th to 38th shloka sula shariram, sula milliyo, that is why. Lot of explanation. Then he takes shruti support, yukti support and anubhava. Shruti yukti anubhava dvara he presents sarvatma bhava. Upanishad talks about sarvatma bhava. Everywhere you see atma, atma in the form of existence, consciousness. Sadrupena chidrupena atma pervades every object. Sarvatma bhava. Atma means not only self. What do you mean by self? You have to understand. Sat and Chit. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That says Sarvatma Bhava. Upanishad says everywhere Atma alone is pervading. In this part, what is pervading? Clay alone is pervading. Really speaking, there is no pot at all. This pot clay nanna puriyadhu swamini. World is pot like we can't swallow. You can swallow, takes time, takes lot of time. Then Upanishad says, another place, it does dvaita nishedha. Mithyatva nishchaya means dvaita nishedha. Shruti dvara. Shruti support is there. Sarvam Brahma first. That means sarvatma bhava. Dvaita nishedha shruti does in the form of neha nanasti kinchana. Nothing is there. Neti, neti, neti. There is nothing other than Brahman. Neha nanasti kinchana. Then Upanishad does dvaita ninda also. If anyone sees duality, mrityosva mrityu mapnoti, yahiha naneva pashyati. Whoever sees plurality, it is real. Nana iva pashyati, mrityosva mrityu mapnoti. He has to transmigrate from womb to tomb, body to body. He has to or she has to travel. Mrityosva mrityu mapnoti. Then another support of the Shruti, yaha അന്യോസൗ അന്യോഹമസ്മീതീന. യോന്യാം ദേവതാം ഉപാസ്തേ അന്യോസൗ അന്യോഹമസ്മീതി. Whoever worship God, God is different, I am different. Devatas are different, I am different. Saha devanam pasuhuna. He is like a, and pasu means like a servant to devatas. Taittiriya Upanishad says, udaramantaram kurute adhatasya bhayam bhavati. Whoever differentiate even a little bit with aram, antaram kurute. Whoever differentiate sees the reality in plurality. There is no reality. Thinking there is reality. Bhayam bhavati. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Brihadaranyaka says, once there is a second entity, if I see it as real, it limits me. There is lot of fear, insecurity. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. All these are Shruti supports. For what? To establish Advaita, to negate Dvaitam. Dvaita Ninda, Dvaita Nishedha. And what are all the consequences if you accept Dvaitam? All are given. In 24 and up to 28, he talks about the definition of Jnanam. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, these slokas, he talks about Jnanam definition. What do you mean by Jnanam? Self-knowledge. He talks about. This is the third topic. Then fourth topic, Jivatma Brahma Aityam. After knowing Jivaswarupam, Jagatswarupam, Jagat is nothing but Brahman, all-pervading Brahman, I am Jiva also, Brahman only. Now the ground is prepared. Mithyatma Nishayam over. Anatma Nishayam, Mithyatma Nishayam, Ninda, Nishedha, everything is over. What is the content of Jivatma is that first factor, Atma is Satyam. The second factor, body, mind, sense organs, all are not real. The first factor in the individual, that is real. What is that? Consciousness. Pure consciousness is Satyam. All pervading Brahman is also consciousness only. This consciousness in the individual, that consciousness, existence principle in the world, both are one and the same. Jivatma Brahma Aikyam. From 41 to 89. Yukti also he gives. Jagat mithya, Atma karyatvat, ghatavat. Any karyam, any product is mithya. Pot is a product of clay. So it is mithya. Golden chain is mithya because it doesn't exist other than gold. Therefore it is unreal. Mithya means what? Experientially real, factually unreal. Therefore, this jagat is a karyam. Atma is the karanam. Therefore, jagat mithya, atma karyatvat, ghatavat. This is, you have to do lot of contemplation. Keep pot always and do niridhyasanam. So whatever is karyam is not a substance. It is not a substance. It doesn't have individual existence, separate existence. Can pot exist without clay? Can chain exist without gold? Can furniture exist without wood? Can wave exist without water? Can cloth exist without fiber? Nodding head, all that. Can world exist without Brahman, Sat and Chit? No, it cannot exist. Dashtanta. So this is the first lesson. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. For that purpose only the entire teaching. Then 56, 57, 58, he gives another example for Yukti. One example means what? Yukti means logic. Reason. எத்து ஜகத்து மித்யா காரியத்வாத் கடவத், ஜகத்து மித்யா ஆத்ம காரியத்வாத் கடவத். ஜகத் இஸ் எ ப்ராடக்ட், இட் இஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா, தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் மித்யா. லைக் அவர் பாட், லைக் அவர் பாட், வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ லைக் எ பாட், பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ஆர் ஆத்மா. அனதர் யுக்தி கிவ்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் அனுபவ, யுக்தி ஹியர் இட்ஸ் அனுபவ ஆல்சோ. த அனுபவ இஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ஸ்வப்ன, ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ட்ரீம். வி ஆர் ஆல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் அவர் ட்ரீம். ட்ரீம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் யூஸ்ஃபுல் இன் ட்ரீம். ட்ரீம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர், இட் ஹேஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் ஓன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். கேன் யூ சே ட்ரீம் இஸ் ரியல்? நோ. ட்ரீம் கேன் நெவர் பி ரியல் இன் ட்ரீம் ஃபார் எ ட்ரீமர். ட்ரீம் இஸ் நாட் தே ட்ரீம் ஃபார் எ ட்ரீமர் இன் ட்ரீம். பட் வென் யூ வேக் அப் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ட்ரீம் இஸ் அன்ரியல். சிமிலர்லி தி என்டையர் ஜகத் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அனதர் ஸ்வப்ன. இட் ஹேஸ் காட் டிரான்சாக்டபிலிட்டி, யூட்டிலிட்டி அண்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சபிலிட்டி. Once you recognize your first component, that is Atma Swarupam, you are lending existence and sentience to the inert body, then you understand this is also another dream. Whole interaction, world, everything is another dream. Vyavaharika Satyam, I the consciousness am Paramarthika Satyam, absolute reality. So ஸ்வப்ன திருஷ்டாந்த யுக்தி, ஹவ் யூ ஹவ் டு சே, ஜாக்ரத் பிரபஞ்ச மித்யா திருஷ்யத்வாத் பௌதிகத்வாத் ஸ்வப்ன பிரபஞ்சவத். ஜாக்ரத் பிரபஞ்ச, த வேக்கிங் வேர்ல்ட், வாட் யூ ஆர் சீயிங், மித்யா, அன்ரியல். வை? திருஷ்யத்வாத், பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங். வாட் எவர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ. I am the experiencer, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Whatever I experience is different from me. Drishyatvat Mithya. Jagrat Prapanchaha Mithya Drishyatvat. Since I am experiencing the world, including body-mind, why this body-mind is Mithya? Since I am experiencing Drishyatvat Mithya. Not only that, Bhautikatvat, whatever is made out of five elements also mithya. Since the world, body, mind, sense organs, all are made out of five elements. What are the five elements? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Jala, Prithvi. Five elements. So all are there in your body. Body is made out of that only. But we don't remember when we look at the mirror. ஸோ ஜாக்ரத் பிரபஞ்ச மித்யா திருஷ்யத்வாத் பௌதிகத்வாத் ஸ்வப்ன பிரபஞ்சவத். ஸ்வப்ன பிரபஞ்ச ஆல்சோ யூ ஹாவ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்ட், கேன் யூ சே இட் இஸ் தேர்? தேர்ஃபோர் வைஸ் பீப்புள் சே, வாட் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் ஜாக்ரத் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ லைக் தட் ஓன்லி. ஐ கேனாட் ஆக்செப்ட். கேன் யூ ஆக்செப்ட் ட்ரீம் இஸ் அன்ரியல்? இன் ட்ரீம் யூ ஹாவ் டு வேக் அப், தென் ஓன்லி யூ ஆக்செப்ட் இட் இஸ் அன்ரியல். சிமிலர்லி you have to wake up to your real nature from this jagrat world. You have to wake up. I am already waking state only, but shastra says that waking is as good as sleep. You are sleeping, wakingly sleeping, you know, nam English. Wakingly sleeping and anartham, you are in ignorance, ajnana nidra. Ignorance is a slumber, no? You are in that ignorance, nidra, you have to wake up to your real nature, that is real waking. Uttishtata jagrata, prapya varani bodhata. So, this is anubhava. Regular we are seeing sleep, dream drishtanta, dream example. Then, up to here, he has given 59 to 89, lot of examples he gives. Atma and Anatma, how to differentiate, so many examples. Beautiful examples. At least we can read those examples, we can understand more and more. sell silver, rope snake, marriage water, so many other examples he gave. There in 41st shloka to 89, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam and Anatma, Mithyastva, Nishchayam. All this over up to 89. Anatma, Mithyatvam and Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. This is the whole teaching is over. Teaching is over, but I am not able to say Aham Brahmasmi. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, you are pure consciousness, existence, principle, the first factor in the individual, the component is the real one, second factor, component is unreal one. Are you clear? I am clear, but if you say, but do Nididhyasana. Shravanam Mananam is not sufficient. Do Nididhyasanam. From 90th shloka onwards, 90th to 99 he gives phalam. The phalam comes, that is Nididhyasana comes later. Here phalam in moksha phalam in two versions. For worldly people's sake one type of version, for a jnani's standpoint another type of version. Jivan Mukti we are calling, this jnani is free from prarabdha, sanchita karma, agami karma, from all this, he is exhausting his prarabdha. What do you mean by Jivan Mukti? He has attained Atmajnanam. Vidyate hridaya grandhihi, siddhyante sarva samshayaha, shiyante chasya karmani, tasmin drishte paravarena. Agami karma, avoided sanchita karma, destroyed prarabdha karma, exhausting. As long as he lives, continues with prarabdha, he goes along with prarabdha. Like that example he gave in the wind, or that leaf, dry leaf. Dry leaf moves. How it moves? Because of wind. Similarly, jnani's body is like a dry leaf. Prarabdha is like a wind. He goes according to that. So jnani lives as long as prarabdha is there. Once prarabdha is over, that oil is over, prarabdha oil, then jnani attains videha mukti. Videha mukti means bodiless. There is no rebirth for a jnani. While living he is continuing prarabdha. After death of this body, he attains videha mukti. That is called liberation. After attaining jnanam also, jnani continues because of prarabdha. Papa jnani koda prarabdha iruka. Nanna prarabdha me kodu prarabdha, both will be there. Na. People talk like that, no? Shastra also, okay. Amma, jnani prarabdha is there. Papa is exhausting. So many troubles he is also undergoing. Okay, ama, pavam, pavam, you say. This is the first version of moksha for ignorant people, for illiterate people, for worldly people. But another version of moksha, Shastra gives for, from jnani standpoint, what is moksha? Not for other people. No one can understand. Jnani alone can understand what is moksha. What is his understanding? He says, I have no sanchita karma at all to destroy. I have no agami karma to avoid. I have no prarabdha also. All the three karmas are irrelevant for me. Jnani is thinking. Thinking means because of knowledge, his understanding is like that. I am worthless. I am not going to have punarjanma because I am a jnani. No. Now, here itself I am worthless. I am akarta abhokta. I am not even jivan muktaha. Even I am not going to become videha muktaha. I am not talking about jivan mukti also. Jivan mukti is irrelevant for me. Videha mukti much more irrelevant for me. Why? I am a nitya muktaha. Before body is coming also I am free. After body comes also I am free. Once the body leaves also, I am free. I am ever free. I am nitya mukta. I don't have any prarabdha. I don't have any birth or death or anything. I have no karma at all. Where is the question of prarabdha karma? See, Jnani's vision is that. That is right vision. That is right vision Jnani is having because of knowledge. Jnani knows I am nitya muktaha, pure consciousness. This is just fifth topic over. Then sixth topic is 100th sloka to 134, Nididhyasanam. 15 limbs he has given. If you are not able to assimilate this fact, what? You have to claim, I am Brahman, pure consciousness. Because when Guru says, say, utter claim that you are Brahman, we are taking ourselves as the second component, that is Ahankara. In the mixture, Ahankara, we are taking ourselves as real. Body, mind, complex, mother, father, sister, brother. That is real. Ahankara is real. Where is Ahankara without Aham Brahma? Can it exist, Ahankara? Just like your reflected face cannot exist without original face. Can you give reality, can you identify with reflected face? You cannot identify with reflected face. You are the original face. Reflected face, so many mediums, so many reflections. You know reflection is unreal. Reflection is dependently existing upon me, the original face. Like that, I, the Atma Chaitanyam, reflecting in that body, mind, in the form of Ahankara, Chidabhasa, Jiva Rupena, that is my fake, or what you can call duplicate, okay. It is not real. It is my vibhuti. It is my drama. It is my vesham. Therefore, this knowledge you are not able to claim in the class itself, you do Nididhyasanam for a length of time. Nididhyasanam is of two types again. He borrows Ashtanga Yoga, not only 8 steps, but he gives 15 steps. He includes Maunam, Tapas, so many other things also. And he gives a different meaning, philosophical meaning, for all those 15 steps, excellent meaning you don't get anywhere in any Prakrana Grantha. Therefore, those 15 steps given by Shankaracharya, the meaning, they are important. So, Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. Sit in a quiet place and do Desha, Kala, Asana Sthiti, Sarira Sthiti and do contemplate Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi Nididhyasana. Sit and do Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. Or while talking, eating, doing anything, Pashyan Rundvan Sprashyan Jigran Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, all the time you can contemplate upon your real nature. Two ways, this sixth topic, Nididhyasana topic, Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam or Brahmabhyasa Upanididhyasanam, care of 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. 5th chapter is Samadhi Abhyasa, Brahmabhyasa Upanididhyasanam, Pashyan Srunvan Sprashyan Jigran, whereas 6th chapter is Samadhi Abhyasa Upanididhyasanam of Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Then from 135 to 144 up to last, he presents the approach of Vedanta. How Vedanta approach towards this Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, how it reveals? Through Adhyaropa Apavada. Adhyaropa means superimposition. Apavada means negation. In 4 steps. Introduce pot. First, introduce pot as a product. First step, karyam, introduction. Then its cause, karana, I introduce. The cause of this pot is clay. Karana, introduction. Second step. Then third step, there is no pot. Karya nishedaha. Then karanatva nishedaha. Similarly, jagat we introduce, adhyaropa. Jagat karanam brahma we introduce, adhyaropa. Then jagat is not there really. It is only unreal, non-substantial. This is called apavada, negation. Since jagat is not there, Brahman cannot be the karanam. The karanatvam status of Brahman also taken out. That he presents in 139 sloka clearly. That is very important sloka. Acharya often quotes, Karye hi karanam pasyet paschat karyam visarjayet karanatvam tato gachet avasishtam bhavet munihi. That's one sloka Vedanta is over. No? Introduce karyam first, then introduce karanam, its cause, then negate the karyam, product, then negate the causality of that karanam. Karanam you can't negate, karanatvam you negate. Then who remains in Atma karya karana vilakshanam brahma ahamasmi. That turiya atma ahamasmi. If this is very difficult for you, do ashtanga yoga. That is hatha yoga. Yama niyama asana pranayama. Do discipline, follow discipline. Ashtanga yoga is the best practice. Okay, but our ashtanga yoga is what? Nididhyasana, raja yoga, not hatha yoga, but raja yoga. 15 steps that he has mentioned. Nididhyasana is called raja yoga. If you are not able to follow this ashtanga yoga, raja yoga, or hatha yoga, these are all difficult. Surrender to guru, surrender to Ishvara. Surrender to Guru surrender to Ishvara, both. You have to surrender. Once I surrender, that means totally I rest upon Ishvara's grace. That grace will help you. Because the subject is very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. I have to equip myself. Fortunately or unfortunately, I am not much qualified, suppose, in sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, backdoor entry. What to do? Now I cannot do asana, I cannot do pranayama also. Then what to do now? Surrender to Guru. Guru bhakti, Ishvara bhakti, both will help you to understand the teaching. Takes time, lot of time. I am not able to assimilate means there is something I am lacking. I have to fulfill it. That is why give up your ego, ahankara, first of all. Chage naike amritatva manasihu. Chagam. What to give up? The one who is thinking I have given up, given up, given up. Give up that ahankara. I have given up, I have renounced this, I have renounced that. Don't think great of ahankara. Ahankara is the culprit. Therefore, don't carry away by ahankara, which is mithya, which is unreal, which is false. Now you understand between these two components, I means two components, these two components, I am sat-chit. This sat-chit only in the form of jagat. So, mayeva sakalam jatam. Since I am sat-chit, everything is sat-chit, I am in everything. Everything is in me. Mayeva sakalam jatam. Masthani sarvabhutani nachamasthani bharata. That means what? I am there in all of them. Means without me they cannot survive. They are not in me, means what? They cannot survive without me. Clay can say, I am in all earth and wares. But earth and wares are not in me. What it means? Earth and wares cannot exist without the clay, but clay can exist without earth and wares, all forms and names. Like that, I, the consciousness, existence, principle, was there, am here, I ever will be there, whether names are, forms are coming or going, doesn't matter. Just like waves, waves are coming and going in the water. Can water is disturbed? Nothing. Really speaking, water alone appearing as wave. There is no wave other than water. There is no object without existence. Existence only in the form of mic. Existence alone is in the form of fan. Existence alone is in the form of he or she or anything in the world. Existence. Therefore, I am Brahman, pure existence, infinite, naturally sentient, consciousness, principle, governing the entire material universe. Aham Brahma Asmi. This is called Aparoksha Jnanam, direct knowledge. Direct knowledge means you can never objectify your self. It cannot be seen outside because that you are. You are that. You need not see. Now, how can I know I am there or not? That doubt comes after hearing whole Aparokshanubhuti summary. Swamini, I am formless, I am attributeless, nothing is there. Then how can I know I am there? How can you know you have eyes? Are you seeing your eyes? Not ice cream, your own eyes. I am asking you, how you know that you have eyes? Are you seeing your eyes? I am asking, not in the mirror. By yourself, are you able to see your eyes? Then how do you know you have eyes? I am seeing objects, therefore I have eyes. Clear? Since I am seeing objects, without eyes I cannot see the objects. Since I am able to see the objects, I have eyes. No doubt. Then I will ask you, you need not see your eyes? Why to see, Swamini? I know. How do you know? Because I am seeing objects. How intelligent you are. Now come to Darshtanta. I am pure consciousness. I am not seeing it. Then, therefore it is not there. You cannot say. I am consciousness. I am pure existence principle. How do I know? Because I am experiencing everything. I am conscious of everything. Is the proof for the existence of consciousness, that is me. Who is conscious of? Who is the person conscious of? I am. I am the conscious being, conscious of everything. Since I am conscious of everything, that itself is an evident pratibodha viditam matam, bodham modham prati, in every experience, I am evident. Because I am conscious of. Since I am conscious of, therefore, I am consciousness entity. Am I evident to me or not? Swayam prakasham. Self-evident. Therefore, who am I now? Who am I now? I am pure consciousness, existence, principle, with an incidental body, mind, complex, which is matter. Doesn't matter. Because it is false, mithya. Therefore, it cannot disturb me. I can use this body, mind, complex beautifully, wonderfully, purposefully, happily. This is called Jivan Mukti. Can you call it Jivan Mukti? Nitya Mukti. Therefore, when I am free now, after coming to Aparokshanubhutiya, I was free, I am free, I ever will be free. In spite of this body-mind complex. This is called aparokshanubhuti. Now, here itself, I am. That Suriya Atma. With this, aparokshanubhuti text is over. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.